What if everything you thought you knew about screenwriting was backwards? Most aspiring writers approach their first screenplay armed with rules, formulas, and the crushing weight of perfectionism. But here's the truth nobody tells you. The internal critic that demands brilliance from your first draft is the same voice that kept you safe in childhood, and it's now killing your creativity. Stream of consciousness writing isn't just a warm-up exercise. It's how you bypass that tyrannical left brain and access the raw, elemental storytelling ability that made you want to write in the first place. Before worrying about format or structure, try this. Tell your story aloud to someone who'll actually listen. Watch their eyes glaze over during boring parts. Notice where you stumble. This simple act reveals more about your screenplay's weaknesses than any outline ever could. And when you sit down to write, remember that music isn't background noise, it's an emotional shortcut. Create playlists for your characters, your action sequences, your heartbreak scenes. Let the rhythm guide you into the precise emotional state each scene demands. Eventually, characters take over and speak for themselves, but only when you've honored the craft and found the story's unique cadence. Every cinematic moment hinges on tension's buildup and release. Freud's pleasure principle applies perfectly. Tension equals hope versus fear. Audiences hang suspended between wanting one outcome while dreading another. Michael Corleone embodies this. We hope he'll escape the family business while fearing he'll be consumed by it. Most screenwriters confuse structure with formula. The four-act approach works through four essential questions: your protagonist's dream, their nightmare, what they die for, and how their dream resolves. These aren't abstractions, they're every story's DNA. Maintain engagement through sub-goals and plot twists. Indiana Jones doesn't stumble upon the Ark. He must find the headpiece, locate the Well of Souls, retrieve the Ark, and escape Cairo. Each sub-goal creates surprise when plans fail. Universal themes resonate across cultures through shared human experiences. Establish theme early with a thematic line of dialogue in the first 10 pages. In As Good As It Gets, Simon tells Melvin, "You don't love anything, Mr. Udall," on page 4, telegraphing the film's heart. Memorable characters stem from emotional truth, not plot convenience. Danny Rubin emphasizes that character-driven stories create tension from who the person is. If replacing your protagonist eliminates the conflict, you've written a plot device, not a character. Reveal interior life through emotionally charged icons, objects carrying meaning beyond their physical form. The wristwatch in Pulp Fiction, the harmonica in Shawshank Redemption, the war medal in Chicken Run aren't props, they're windows into souls. Compelling romance requires understanding each character's wound, the protective identity they've built around it, and the courage to reveal their true essence. Characters fight when they retreat into armor, they connect when they risk vulnerability. Great characters are driven by conscious wants, specific goals they'll struggle for, and unconscious needs that create internal conflict. This gap generates powerful drama. To connect with their interior lives, use sense memory techniques. Recall feelings through the five senses, focusing on physical environment to evoke emotional states. Memorable characters embody quintessential human qualities taken to their ultimate expression. Harry Potter isn't just a wizard, he's the most famous young wizard of all time. This elevation makes them immortal. The most common mistake is creating passive protagonists. Complicated biographies hold interest briefly, but stories lose tension when characters lack clear aims. Audiences want personalities tested through conflict, not explained. Every character believes they're the star of their own story. Understanding each character's separate narrative creates conflict from competing objectives, eliminating exposition, and building characters audiences care about. Approach your screenplay as a silent movie first. Scripts written solely at keyboards become dialogue-heavy and lack kinetic energy. Envision each piece visually, ensuring character development and plot points are embedded in action rather than explained through words. Transform personal events into fiction that both heals you and touches others. Start with firsts. First love, first betrayal, first loss. These moments carry emotional weight that translates across audiences. Approach writing with proper respect, paired with rhythm, your distinctive voice that makes every scene pulsate with life. A script without rhythm is unreadable. A film without it is unwatchable. Great dialogue appears natural while secretly advancing character agendas. The magic happens in what's left unsaid, the subtext that gives scenes multiple dimensions. In real life, you can graduate the colleague who got your promotion, pretend you're fine after heartbreak, try not to appear drunk at the company party. People rarely say what they actually think. They hedge, deceive, and save face. That's where drama lives. Before writing any scene, establish each character's pragmatic action. Characters need mutually exclusive objectives where only one can win. The more evenly matched they are and the more varied their tactics, the better the scene. When you must convey information, disguise it through subtext. Context setting, relationships, behavior, these reveal what words conceal. When a character's actions contradict their statements, you create two interpretive tracks that generate deeper meaning. This isn't just clever writing, it's how humans actually communicate, making your screenplay feel authentic rather than constructed. Third act problems often need clever details, not complete rewrites. Work backward from your revelation to plant trigger moments that create satisfying payoffs. Develop thick skin. The industry is brutally competitive, and honest critique beats empty praise. Remember, spec scripts are blueprints, not literature. Dense prose slows reading and irritates evaluators. Use short sentences, write generically without excessive detail, and create vertical scripts with new paragraphs for each camera image. Your writing should never obstruct your story. When stuck, return to your original inspiration, the place, person, or music that sparked your idea. That source continuously generates solutions. Finally, craft a killer logline. Lead with your title, indicate genre, introduce your protagonist's situation without naming them, describe the central conflict, and sketch their arc. If this proves difficult, it may reveal structural problems worth fixing before you pitch. In a crowded industry, your script stands out through emotional authenticity and technical mastery. Agents seek fresh voices at conferences and pitch fests, follow up, and build relationships. But external networking requires internal work first, finding stories that haunt you, trusting your perspective, and respecting craft while maintaining voice. Screenwriting merges art and discipline. Technical skills are learnable, and magic emerges when emotional truth meets structure. The blank page is your canvas. Your internal critic blocks discovery rather than protecting you. Every great film began as someone's terrifying first draft. What separates dusty scripts from produced movies isn't talent alone. It's courage to write badly first, revise ruthlessly, and trust your story will find its audience when told with honesty and skill. Stop reading about screenwriting. Start writing your screenplay.